My shortest trip was 14 days. My longest trip was 36 days at sea. And the conditions are rough. I was the only female on board, the only English speaker most of the time. There was one time I had my own room. Sometimes it was on the floor, maybe, of the kitchen or the living area. Usually I was on one of the bottom bunks and I would put up a sheet to cover my area and I just have all my stuff in my bunk. They knew that was my area, it was off limits. That's where I changed my clothes, that's where I slept, that's where I read. They respected that. I was prone to seasickness, so I took a Bonine the night before and a Bonine the morning of, and when I would get on the boat, I would just sleep for 18 hours. And that way I could become adjusted to the waves and the rolling of the boat, because the first trip I went on, I was seasick for the first 3 days. I thought I was gonna die. I wanted to jump overboard. It was the most miserable thing I'd ever experienced. There's roaches all over these boats, and sometimes they crawl across your face when you're sleeping. There was a trick that we had that you would put duct tape around the edge of your bed frame, sticky side up, to trap the cockroaches on the duct tape as they were trying to walk across it. One guy masturbated in his bed above my head in the bunk. That was uncomfortable. The smells, oh my gosh. So sometimes we had nothing to eat but bait fish, and it was mackerel or sanma, which smells like the fishiest fish you can think of. And sometimes I would wake up to them frying it on the stove and I couldn't even breathe. I would just run out of the cabin. And then I had my bucket with my name on it, and it would say Anique's toilet. And whenever I had to go, I would hold up my bucket and I'd say, okay, I'm going outside, so nobody come outside. The first trip that I went on, they wanted me to go off the back of the boat. It was awful because they knew when I was going and they were watching me, and it was just like so uncomfortable. Plus the water splashing up on your butt. Despite all of the challenges that I faced out at sea, it was the beauty of being in nature and feeling surrounded by the power of the sea and all of the creatures in the sea that kept me coming back time and time again.